Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, January 23rd, and my good friend Vera Massey is with us. Good to have you here, Vera.
Good morning.
And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
University of Missouri Extension, and I think it's been, well, you weren't on since last year. It's been
two or three months.
Yeah.
That's right.
Here we are in a new year, and we're going to pick up where we left off several months ago, and that is taking care of yourself, right?
Taking care of yourself. It's hard work.
It is. It is.
I mean, it really is.
And you've got a class with University Extension starting, what, in February?
Yes, in February that focuses, it's an 8-week program that goes into strategies of taking better care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about lots of different approaches to doing that, and we've had people that have participated that have had some pretty life-changing experiences.
Because of this class?
Of the choices they chose to make as a result of tuning into their life a bit more. Mm-hmm. You know, every day we have opportunities to make a different choice. And many times, I don't know about you, but we find ourselves on automatic pilot just doing the same thing the same way. And if that's working well for us, wonderful. But many times we're making choices that may not be leading to the life that we would like to be living with more joy and fulfillment. And so I always say each day, and starting a new year is always a nice time, just to focus on yourself. How am I doing? How's my body doing these days? Mm-hmm. How am I doing in the mind area? Are my thoughts, what kind of thoughts am I having? What kind of feelings
because
am I having?
Because our thoughts really guide us one way or the other. What we think is what we are.
Yes. And unfortunately, many of the thoughts we have are negative thoughts. And negative thoughts often lead to negative feelings. And then it's very hard to live a life with great meaning.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to somebody who is perhaps signed up for your class and you tell them they've got to drop these negative thoughts, and they say, "What? Everything bad is happening to me. How do I get rid of these negative thoughts when I've got bad all around me?" What do you say to somebody like that?
One of the things that we do is start looking at things in your life that bring you joy.
That are good.
That would generate positive thoughts, which can lead to positive emotions.
And no matter how many bad things you have going on in your life, if you stop to think about it and you make a list. I did this years ago. Mm-hmm. Years ago. You make a list of all the good things in your life and the bad things in your life. You're going to be surprised at how many good things you have in your life.
Right. And a lot of the things that are good, we can help create by doing things that bring us joy. And for some of us, already in January, and I'm thinking about the plants I'm going to plant.
So am I. I'm thinking about the garden.
I get excited.
Yeah. Before you know it, we'll be working out putting the tomatoes out and the peppers out. And hopefully they'll do better than they did last year.
Yes. So, you know, it could be that, yes, there are challenges in our lives. But there are also many opportunities for us to cultivate joy. But many times we are living and letting things stress us. And when we are stressed, our brains operate differently. We get into that more negative mode. And there are strategies that we can use.
Okay, give us some strategies to get out of the negative
mode. One of the things that we find is that it's how we choose to use our time. So stepping back and how are you using your time? For instance, one activity we use is we say, life is too short to. Okay, you can come up with a lot of things. For me, you know, life is too short to read junk mail. But that could take time. You might find frustrating. You know, life is too short to argue.
Yeah, I was going to say that life is too short to argue
it
with somebody that you care about.
It takes a lot of energy and emotion that oftentimes goes nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so trying to get a handle on how are we using our energy, our time, and our thoughts, and you have to be aware of it first.
Yeah, go back to the arguing thing again, because I think all of us have that problem from time to time. Mm-hmm. Somebody that you care about, that you live with, you get really frustrated. You know what I've found myself doing when I get that way? Okay, fine. You're right. And just let it go. Let it go.
And you know, many of the things that we do want the last word on.
Right.
I had somebody tell me one time, you want to be right or you want to be happy? You know, maybe I think I have the right way of doing something, but mm-hmm. Actually I've discovered there are many right ways to load a dishwasher. And
okay.
It's funny how something as simple...
You can get an argument over loading the dishwasher.
Well, you know, why...
Yeah.
When we think about the things that take so much energy and time...
Yeah, I found if I say, okay, right, you're right, that's fine. And
because
just
some
about,
things really don't make...
They don't matter.
But
and
it
you think
takes
about,
so much energy.
A year from now, or even 2 weeks from now, are you going to remember what that argument was about? Mm-hmm. And 100 years from now, is that going to make any difference
right.
at all?
So, you know, it's how we're kind of reflecting back. How much time do we spend on generating negative thoughts mm-hmm. and feelings? And it starts by tuning in. And so one of the things that I do and I encourage others to do is to use their breath periodically. We take breathing for granted, mm-hmm. but the breath is a great way to help us just tune in. And so sometimes taking a deep breath allows you a time to quiet the mind.
Oh, that's when you hear, okay, just stop, take a deep breath, and step back a little bit.
Before you react with a comment, you react in the same old way that maybe doesn't prove to be helpful in relationships or life.
So you'll be covering lots of
these things. How to be more responsive versus reactive to life. How to simplify our lives. Take a look and see what are you doing and spending time on that may not be of value or meaning to you, but we do a whole lot of things.
Yeah, we do.
It could be just understanding and tuning into the thoughts you typically have.
Or uncluttering our lives.
Uncluttering our minds.
Mm-hmm.
And so we offer many different strategies, because if you just focus on one approach, that doesn't work for everybody.
Right.
So this provides many opportunities.
If people want to sign up for this class, it's an 8-week class?
It's an 8-week program. It's offered on Tuesdays from 5:30 to 6:30. And they can call our University of Missouri Extension Center.
What's the number?
445-9792.
Okay, and there are operators standing by right
yes.
now.
And we can send them the information, email or in the mail.
What's the number again?
445-9792.
That'd be a great way to get into springtime.
Live a healthier life.
Thank you, Vera Massey. Pleasure having you here.
Thank you, Paul.
Tomorrow, Dave Mars will be on our program. Our show directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Elizabeth Hayden. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Send me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.